KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have mostly clear skies. We've dipped down to 29 degrees here at the KJN studios. We look today for partly cloudy skies, warmer conditions with a high of 52. Tonight, partly cloudy and colder, a low around 25. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. Sheriff's officials in Ringgold County said Friday that on Wednesday, the Ringgold County Sheriff's Office responded to a complaint of an unattended child and adult female who was passed out. After failed attempts to make contact with someone at 702 North Webster Street in Mount Air, the responding deputy entered the residence of Chad Michael Maston and Jacqueline Elaine Schneider to conduct a welfare check. Once inside, it was determined the adult female was not in medical distress, but was not easily awakened, sluggish, and disoriented. In plain view, drug paraphernalia was seen. The residence was secured and the defendant placed under arrest. A search warrant was applied for and granted. Canine Hickey was deployed and alerted to different locations of the residence and garage. Items seized included 2.5 grams of methamphetamine, another 3 grams from the defendant, for a total of 5.5 grams of meth, 3 grams of cocaine, and 50 grams of marijuana, and several items of drug paraphernalia to include a scale and various pipes used for smoking illegal drugs. While executing the search warrant, stolen property from at least 2 recent burglaries in Mount Air were discovered. A second search warrant was obtained for the stolen property. Items from the Farm and Home Store and Stutzman's Auction have been recovered thus far. Charges have been filed on Chad Michael Maston for possession of stolen property, possession of cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and child endangerment. The Ringgold County Sheriff's Office has requested warrants for his arrest. That investigation is ongoing and additional charges may be filed. Schneider faces charges that include possession of methamphetamine and marijuana with intent to deliver, child endangerment, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $40,000. Council Bluffs police say they've obtained a murder warrant for a man suspected in the death of another man whose body was found by a resident walking his dog. According to a press release, investigators obtained the first-degree murder warrant for 43-year-old Michael J. Thacker in the death of 34-year-old David S. Simpson. Both men were described as being transients. A man walking his dog found Simpson's body Monday morning in a grassy area near a warehouse on First Avenue. An autopsy shows Simpson died of blunt force trauma. On Wednesday, officers charged 53-year-old Cleo W. McClellan with being an accessory to a felony murder. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Friday evening of 25-year-old Nathan Allen Aldrich of Red Oak for domestic abuse assault first offense, a simple misdemeanor. Aldrich was arrested at 8:44 p.m. in the 300 block of East Joy Street in Red Oak. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on no bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Friday night of a Red Oak man for probation violation. At 8:10 p.m., deputies arrested 26-year-old Ethan Ted Schoonover of Red Oak in the 900 block of Sutton Avenue. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,500 cash bond. The city of Council Bluffs is suing the federal government to stop a Native American tribe from building a casino just 7 miles away in Carter Lake. City Attorney Richard Wade says in U.S. District Court documents that Ponca Tribe of Nebraska Casino would compete with state-licensed casinos in Council Bluffs and cut into millions of dollars in fees, taxes, and charitable contributions that benefit the city's residents. The National Indian Gaming Commission and the U.S. Interior Department cleared the way for the tribe's casino plan in November. Wade claims in documents filed Wednesday that federal laws prohibit a casino on the tribe's Carter Lake land. The casino, to include 2,000 slot machines and a 150-room hotel, would create about 1,500 jobs. Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey reports a 16-year-old male juvenile was arrested Thursday afternoon on a felony charge of threat of terrorism following an incident at the Red Oak Community High School. At around 3:15 p.m., officers with the Red Oak PD were dispatched to the high school for a report of threats being made. Upon arrival and an investigation, it was learned that the 16-year-old male juvenile student had made several threats to classmates of allegedly shooting up the school. The teen was taken into custody and transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center before being transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. The investigation is ongoing and additional charges are still possible. A report of an individual acting strangely in the Adams County Courthouse on Thursday afternoon resulted in the arrest of Rodolfo Morales Jr. For public intoxication. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says once Morales was in the jail, he was found to be in possession of prescription drugs that were concealed on him. He was subsequently charged with 3 counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs and possession of contraband. His cash-only bond was set at $8,300. Deputies with the Fremont County K-9 unit on Thursday arrested 45-year-old James Leroy Clark of Hamburg as part of an ongoing investigation into narcotics distribution in Fremont County. Clark was arrested for distribution of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine within Fremont County. Clark is being held at the Fremont County Jail pending an initial appearance with the magistrate. Police in the Des Moines suburb of Clive say the overnight robbery of a gun store and shooting range on Thursday saw thieves steal 18 guns, including 7 fully automatic weapons. Police say the robbery happened around 10 p.m. Thursday at Rangemasters Training Center. Officers responding to an alarm at the business found the front door glass and the interior vestibule glass smashed. A review of security camera footage showed 2 masked suspects breaking in and taking 9 handguns, 2 semi-automatic rifles, and 7 automatic weapons. Clive police are working with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to investigate. Police say they are particularly worried about the automatic weapons being in the hands of criminals. An Iowa parolee charged with killing an Iowa City bail bondsman has pled not guilty to first-degree murder in the case. Cedar Rapids television station KGAN reports that 41-year-old Curtis Jones entered the written plea on Thursday. A criminal complaint accuses Jones of shooting 34-year-old Jonathan Weisler in the head while committing a robbery on April 22nd. Police say Jones was seen on security video near the crime scene and that Weisler's DNA was found in Jones's vehicle. Jones is also charged with the June murder of Iowa City cab driver Ricky Lilly. He's pled not guilty in that case. The Iowa Board of Parole released Jones from prison years early in November 2016 in an armed robbery case, even though he'd been deemed a high risk to reoffend. That's a look at some of the latest in state and local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Priscilla Maxine Elliott Muggle, age 94, of Essex, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Priscilla Elliott will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Joan Nolan, age 74, of Panora, died Tuesday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Joan Nolan will be held today at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home Panora has arrangements. Megan May Clint, age 16, of Oakland, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Megan Clint will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Riverside High School in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of arrangements. Donald Donnie Hendricks, age 74, of Carson, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Donnie Hendricks will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Carson United Methodist Church in Carson. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Richard Dick Shirley, age 79, of Messina, died Tuesday at the Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of Life services for Richard Shirley will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Margaret M. Feldman, age 95, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Margaret Feldman will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elaine M. Lauritsen, age 82, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Xyra Care Center. Funeral services for Elaine Lauritsen will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Marilyn Lou Peterson, age 83, of Winchester, Kentucky, a Shelby County native, died December 9th at Richmond Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Graveside services for Marilyn Peterson will be held Monday at 3 p.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mary Joan Christensen, age 70, of Harlan, died Wednesday. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Christensen will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Randy Hagan, age 64, of Atlantic, formerly of Anita, died Friday at his home in Atlantic. Visitation with family for Randy Hagan will be held Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Larry Miller, age 74, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Larry Miller will be held Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Nancy Carlberg, age 65, of Greenfield, died Thursday at her home in Greenfield. Funeral services for Nancy Carlberg are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Jeanette Shun Marie Dotzler, age 88, of Defiance, died Friday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. Mass of Christian burial for Jeanette Marie Dotzler will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.